This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit MensTeaClinic.com. That's MensTeaClinic.com.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Thank you, Kevin. It's Sean RJ along with our Cowboys insider, Bobby Belt, and the 6 a.m. Club live on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. What's going on with Trayvon Diggs? He's going to lose $500,000. This is from Calvin Watkins. He's going to lose $500,000 from his base salary for not rehabbing at the team facility enough. The contract stipulated he had to participate in 84% of the offseason program at the Star. So the base salary is going to go from $9 million to $8.5 million. How big of a deal is this, Bobby, with how rare it's actually enforced?
How much does Trayvon Diggs care about $500,000? It'll all depend totally on his reaction to it in terms of how big a deal it is, I guess. He seems pretty flippant about it. Like, in terms of, this was something that was discussed as a possibility. He still was not showing up to the facility or doing enough of the work there. Freely talked about how he was doing stuff on his own. So either he didn't think he was calling a bluff, or he didn't care in the first place.
Because Calvin says Diggs is believed, it may be Shireen, Diggs is believed to be the first Cowboy player to see his base salary lowered because of this.
Yeah, I can't remember them doing this. Also, I don't know how many times this has actually been presented to them as an opportunity, other than...
Right, because if it's happened 10 times and never enforced, and all of a sudden now you're enforcing it on Diggs, I could see him butthurt over that.
What's the league standard, typically, or is it team to team?
Team to team. Some teams will enforce it, some teams will use it. Generally, teams use it as like a form of discipline. I'm serious. If you don't show up, we're doing this.
And Jerry had, it's being called, publicly rebuked Diggs for his previous rehab. Mm-hmm. So this has been a thing in the past. And then again, Shireen saying he could miss most of or all of the 2025 season. She keeps saying that.
I'm going to have to ask her. Why? I gotta ask Shireen why. Because I haven't heard that he could miss the whole season. That's not anything the Cowboys have talked about. The Cowboys have talked about that they think he's going to be there.
Well, they have no... There's no benefit and advantage to him to saying that he could miss the whole season.
I mean, what's the benefit and advantage of saying we don't know when he'll be back, but we expect him back at some point?
Perhaps there's a competitive advantage. I don't know. Maybe this far out, there's not. Probably,
yeah, right. That's thing. Right. I wouldn't think this
like
far
week out. To week there is, though.
There's, I think, they just don't
week
know.
To saying, you know,
I don't think they've seen him enough. Clearly, because they're fining him, but I think they haven't seen him enough, and so they don't have a good grasp on where he is with his rehab, and they didn't trust it last time. So they're like, I don't know. I mean, he could miss the whole year, maybe. Like, this is just, I'm surprised that if this was going to be enforced, that Diggs didn't show up more. So either Diggs genuinely doesn't care about the $500,000.
Yeah.
Or he didn't think they were going to do this, and it's going to be pretty spicy next week when we're in Oxnard. Because he's not somebody who generally censors when he's upset.
Mike Williams retires off the Chargers. So that kind of surprised them. Had some injury issues. So Jim Harbaugh and Justin Herbert, they miss a weapon. He was the first pick when they relocated to Los Angeles, and I think he's just 30 years old.
Wow.
Yep. 30 years old. He appeared in 106 games with 67 starts. So Mike Williams is gone. And then Rashee Rice is going to serve some jail time.
30 days. 30 days for Rashee Rice.
For what happened right here in the Metroplex.
I mean, literally, like, right down there.
Yep.
Did
that result in a death?
No, there was injury and he left.
It was leaving the scene.
Like, it was him and, like, five other people literally walking up the tollway.
Kelvin's resulted in death.
Yes. Kelvin's was a death.
The other Kelvin story, another one resulted in death.
So I'm interested to see what the NFL does here. Like, 30 days in jail is not nothing. Right? That's not nothing.
No.
There are people they've suspended who didn't go to jail at all.
It's a five-year probation, and he can serve the 30 days anytime within that 5 years.
Anytime. So, like, you know, and look, not all crimes are the same. And there's sports crimes and there's different crimes. Like, you know, crimes to companies vary. You know, you could do no jail time, but it'd be worse public relations-wise for a company to deal with. So I wonder, like, are they, you know, how are they gonna handle this from a suspension standpoint? Because, yes, he did not. Like domestic violence would be worse in the eyes of the NFL, I think. But a lot of times, you know, like that hasn't come with jail time for a lot of players, right? But they still get suspended. But Justin Tucker had his whole sexual abuse thing that got him 10 games. Now, he didn't go to jail, but he still got 10 games. Rashee Rice went to jail, but I don't think there's a chance that he gets 10 game suspension.
Did you read the statement he made through his attorney about this?
No.
The lies.
Read it.
There have been a lot of sleepless nights thinking about the damages that my actions caused, and I will continue working within my means to make sure that everyone impacted will be made whole. I urge everyone to mind the speed limit, drive safe, and drive smart.
Mind the speed limit.
A lot of sleepless nights. Y'all mind the speed limit out there.
I think he's paid $115,000 in restitution to the victims so far. So just when the Chiefs thought they were getting their full arsenal back at receiver, Rashee Rice probably going to be suspended.
I also want to know why NFL.com in covering the story said Rice was driving a Lamborghini SUV at 119 miles per hour, and then they put in parentheses 191 kph. Why do they even need to reference that? I don't understand why they would put that
in
there.
Is it kilometers per hour?
Yeah, I don't understand why.
Sending this story to the Daily Mail, like getting them to
the Daily Mail frequently will not put stuff into our terms. They won't they won't convert things over for us, but I guess NFL.com's doing that now.
They call it leaders.
Late last night, the head of the NFLPA resigned.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Yeah, and this is a unique situation for the NFL, one that they haven't typically found themselves in, where usually somebody their job comes up for review. They don't typically have somebody resigning. Tom Pelissero said that Lloyd Howell voluntarily submitting his resignation from the NFLPA says there's no provision in the NFLPA constitution for this. The Board of Reps is expected to meet within the next day or so to discuss next steps. It says, this evening, Lloyd Howell informed us that he is stepping down as executive director of the union. We accepted his resignation and are grateful for his service. The board will convene as soon as possible for a meeting on next steps, and we'll be in touch with our membership soon. And he had been under a lot of fire lately for just...
There was a domestic violence accusation from back in the day, hiding the fact from the players that the league tried to conspire to keep guaranteed salaries down. That, to me, was the...
It's bad.
That's the red flag.
And, I mean, the NFLPA just took a loss yesterday in... Pablo Torre had gotten documents out again. This has, like, been the summer of Pablo, yes. Like, all the stuff that he's gotten out.
And the balls to name your show Pablo Torre Finds Out or whatever it is.
Yeah. And find out every single episode.
You got to deliver.
You got to deliver. ESPN's like, where was this when you were here?
Yeah. And so he, but Pablo talked about that or had gotten these documents out that back in the day when J.C. Tretter and the NFLPA was encouraging players like running backs, hey, fake that injury a little bit, extend it a little bit if they're not going to play ball, if they're going to devalue running backs. So they actually lost in mediation over that, and now they've basically gotten their hands slapped on that. So this was like a lot of court losses that have been exposed publicly recently. You talk about the domestic violence thing. It's just been a bad run for him to the point where he was clearly feeling pressure and had to walk away.
It'll be Bobby and myself versus RJ Choppy in the battle over the loser list that RJ started creating last week, and I am adding Damian Lillard to it. As yesterday, the news came out, although your argument is very persuasive.
Oh, thank you.
And I'm thinking about going to the middle of this fight. I'll see if Bobby can pull me back to the dark
side.
Yeah,
I'm going further to the side if you're going to do that.
I think RJ had a pretty good argument. Dame Lillard finalized a three-year, $42 million contract to return to Portland. Player option and a no-trade clause. So Brad Beal loses his no trade. Dame Lillard and LeBron now, the only two players in the league with a no trade. So it's a storybook return.
Storybook
ending. That's all the internet was just in their feels. As I love to see this for the 35-year-old, and combined with his Milwaukee salary, he'll now have a 2025 salary of $70 million and a salary of $141 million over the next 2 years.
Oh, wow.
Before the opt out.
So that's bad. That's not bad work if you can get
that's
it.
That's not bad.
That's not bad work if you can get it. Look, here's the thing. Dame, if this was 5 years ago, 8 years ago, whatever, I think you could say, man, this is kind of loser vibes. Dame isn't a legacy player anymore. He's not going to be the number one on a championship team, most likely.
Right? Why?
I agree. Although he did, and I was surprised by this, I went back and looked. He scored 25 last year.
I was going to say, he's been the exact same player statistically that he was in Portland. It's just his shots went down because of Giannis. Other than that, like efficiency-wise, rebounds, assists, everything. Like if you look over his career, he's been the same player. In 11 years in Portland, he was 25 points, 6.7 assists, 4.2 rebounds. In 2 years in Milwaukee, he was 24, 6 points, 7 assists, 4.5 rebounds. He was actually up on all those others.
He's still 35 years old.
Like, and he's going to have a year off recovering.
And he's got a year. Yes. So he'll be 37 by the time this really kind of kicks in.
Yeah.
So at that point, it's like, all right, and Gilbert Arenas, I think it was either Gilbert or Pat Bev told us, not personally, but on his podcast, that, you know, the only ring, the number one player on the team gets credit for the ring. Everybody else's ring doesn't matter.
And I agree with that.
So if he won a ring in Milwaukee with Giannis, it'd be Giannis's ring.
Well,
although
Drexler didn't get dinged like that.
Who?
Drexler didn't get dinged like that.
There are layers to it. Like Gary Payton.
He would have been Drexler, though, literally coming from Portland mid-30s and winning with another star who had already won before.
He got dinged. I dinged him. It's a logical Bob,
you
ring.
Did because for the sake of the argument. But no, he did not. Honestly, thinks of Drexler as like catching
when
on
you
like
said
that.
Drexler, I was like, he didn't win. And then I'm like, oh, he won at Houston because he joined the most hideous uniforms in sports history.
Oh, Which one? The 94 or the 95?
With the little animated
rocket?
The stripes.
Not the animated rocket. Not the like.
I hated the animated rocket.
No, the animated rocket was beautiful.
The Cantino Mobley
ones? It's one of the best uniforms in the history of professional sports.
Looney Tunes.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Like Space Jam.
I love it.
They're old school red ones.
Oh, yeah. The ones that say Houston or Rocket. Okay, those two suck. No, those suck.
No, those
suck. Those are trash.
The crap ones.
This is a segment full of awful takes from you.
It just looks like an old 90s. Looks like the 90s threw up.
Look, I get that he was miserable in Milwaukee, and he said he was just watching YouTube boxing highlights, and his family was all there and everything. That's fine. It's just like I told Devontae Adams, though, when he went to the Raiders. Just be okay with what happens. Like, you're never going to be in any higher-up discussion. I agree with you, like, he's not going to be an all... He'll always be remembered for being all-time clutch. Dame time is his legacy.
Dame time, yeah.
But to throw away and pee away any possible shot at a championship, you're going to suffer. You're going to suffer from any hope that you had to move up a little bit.
Yeah, he is. If he would have stayed in Portland, he would have been looked at as a loyalist. Now he looks like, oh, you can't step outside your comfort zone. Like, that's how he's going to be looked at.
And this, took this money. Which is fine to take the money, but Bradley Beal just signed for nothing in order to go ahead and try to win.
It does look worse on him to go back than it did than it would have to stay.
Yeah.
Yeah, if he would have just stayed, it wouldn't have been a problem.
Yes. Absolutely worse on him.
But if only he could wear those uniforms.
Oh, those are awful.
Look how beautiful those are.
So bad.
They're so great.
So bad. So, but, you know, to me, it's like, you know, he was all, unless he was
in order for your argument to be right. He's going to have to come back at 37 and be like a really poor man's third option and even like a fourth. If he's like a strong two or a 1B, like his numbers were in Milwaukee, I'm going to kill him even more.
But would he have gotten credit for the ring?
I don't know. I have to go back
to Milwaukee?
Yeah, like, you know, because like
if he was scoring 25 a game.
Yeah, sure.
25 a game is a lot.
That's a lot coming up in Achilles.
If he's scoring 16 a game, no.
Yeah. I know it's Achilles versus ACL, but we do have to remember also we're talking about this same context with Kyrie, basically. Like, Kyrie's going to be coming back the same sort of way.
Yeah, he is. I mean, again, like, you know, and also it's, you know, he is at the, if he's not going to be the top dog, just go where you're happy.
Nobody would have dinged, and that's it. Like, if you think if Dallas would have beat Houston or Boston 2 years ago, nobody would, I don't think, would have thought of that as not being Kyrie's title.
So I know the internet is in love with this. I think RJ's got a strong defense here, but Bobby and I, loserless for someone who I never thought could ever be on it because of the popularity and Q rating, Damian Lillard going back to poor, and he should have waited this out, unless the money just definitely wouldn't have been there.
Yeah, look, I mean, he was in no rush. Milwaukee was paying him anyway. He could have waited this out, seen how long he played, see what happens next year. We have no idea what next year's offseason is going to be. He could have gone to Boston.
We lost a whole year of, like, Instagram training videos and reports that he's getting closer to signing with a team. What a selfish person.
The Texas Rangers make a move, and are we fighting again with the G-Bag Nation? We have the audio for you to judge next on Sean and RJ.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's MinsTClinic.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.